This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Louisiana authorities continue to warn residents of the dangers of Tropical Storm Barry. Although the city of New Orleans did not get hit as hard as some had expected, thousands of customers remain without power and others are preparing for high waters. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane. It is the first of the 2019 hurricane season. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says that Barry's impact is expected to last for several days.
Even on Tuesday morning, we still have some sort of center of circulation up there in Missouri. So that's a long time to producing a lot of rainfall and a lot of gusty winds.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm could continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents should be prepared for the high waters. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents expected to launch a nationwide operation this Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. The campaign, confirmed Friday by President Trump, is expected to focus on hundreds of families in cities including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. ICE agents are targeting mostly Central Americans who are on an accelerated docket of immigration court cases. That's according to the ICE acting director, Matthew Albans. Thousands of protesters turned out Saturday in part of Hong Kong to demonstrate against traders from mainland China. The demonstration was held in an area near the Chinese city of Shenzhen, along the border with Hong Kong. Protesters want traders from China to stop buying goods in Hong Kong that traders then sell in mainland China. Many stores were closed along the demonstration route. The protest started peacefully, but ended with clashes between demonstrators and police who used pepper spray on the crowd. Hong Kong has been the site of weekend political demonstrations for weeks. This is VOA News. The NATO-led security alliance in Afghanistan says an American soldier was killed in an action Saturday. That brings to 11 the number of deaths among the U.S. military this year in Afghanistan. The Resolute Support mission gave no further details and withheld the name of the service member until the next of kin was informed. The fatality reportedly has brought to 2,430 the number of U.S. service members killed since the Afghan war started in October of 2001. The Taliban insurgency said in a brief statement its fighters had planted a roadside bomb in a district of the eastern Afghan province of Wardak. Authorities in Somalia say that the death toll from Friday's attack on a hotel in the southern Somali port city of Kismayo has climbed to 33 at least. The president of the regional administration said another 56 people were wounded. The cause of the power outage in New York City that plunged a portion of Manhattan into darkness Saturday night is still unknown. Service cut out about 6:47 local time, and by 11 p.m. electric crews had begun restoring power. During a news conference, John McAvoy, the CEO of the power company Con Edison, was asked about explosions heard in that region.
I can't speak to the explosions that they may have heard. When you have incidents like this, large circuit breakers, which are the high voltage equivalent of circuit breakers in a panel in your house, operate. And they are very loud when they operate. That could have been what they heard, but I can't know for sure, because there were restoration attempts made as per our procedure.
Con Edison said about 72,000 customers, residents, and businesses were without power on the city's west side. Traffic lights went out, subways and elevators stalled, and air conditioners quit working. Turkey is continuing to receive Russian S-400 air defense parts while the U.S. disapproves. AP correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
The arrival of more parts of the air defense system aboard a fourth Russian cargo plane is occurring despite Washington's objections. The U.S. has repeatedly warned it will impose economic sanctions and kick Turkey out of the F-35 stealth fighter jet program if Ankara does not stop its S-400 purchase. Turkey has refused to bow to American pressure, saying its defense purchase is a matter of national sovereignty. Officials released a statement late Friday saying the procurement was not an option, but rather a necessity due to the nation's security concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of OA 1. The Voice of America.